Do you want to create those lasting family and holiday memories? Stay tuned to learn more.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
And welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with episode 241 on Vintage Homeschool Moms. Today we're talking about creating lasting holiday memories, and we all want to create that feeling after a wonderful holiday celebration, whether it is Easter or Thanksgiving or Christmas or all of the birthdays in between, that we had a good time and there are going to be things that we're going to be remembering from year to year. And typically what happens is that the funny things are remembered, right? And all of those well-laid plans and food and decorations and everything take, a back seat. So today I'm going to talk about ways to prepare the kids and also some things to keep in mind to keep the focal point and the interest on what is, really something that we should be celebrating and focusing on and letting everything else go. I know it's easier said than done. Hey, I want to give our sponsor a shout out today. Our sponsor is Kiwi Crate, and we want to thank them for being Vintage Homeschool Mom sponsors as well as the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network sponsor. And they are giving us a free crate. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling, which is $4.95, and you can go to kiwico.com/homeschool. That's kiwico.com/homeschool and try it out. I have been a customer of Kiwi Crate for years, giving them as gifts to grandkids and kids and nieces and nephews, and they have loved it. It's a way for kids that either like to do art or do science and math. So it's really a great thing. We're going to hear a little bit more from them in just a minute. Well, today I want to give a shout out to my daughter's college roomie, and her name is Sydney. And I want to say, hey, Sydney, thanks so much for listening to Vintage Homeschool Moms. Sydney told my daughter that if she had a mom who podcasted, she would be her biggest fan. My daughters do not listen to my podcast. So I really appreciate you, Sydney, more than you know. So big shout out to you. And I hear you're a great cook. And appreciate your friendship with my daughter, Annie. So take care. So what stresses you during the holidays? Make a list and look at that. And when you do, you're going to see the things that you can and can't eliminate. And I'm going to talk more about that on another podcast, actually. Today, I want to focus on, creating lasting holiday memories that you're going to remember from year to year and really enjoy. Every year I say to my children, this year I'm going to cut way back. And my kids just laugh when I say that because my, love language, if you have studied anything about that, is giving. So whether I am baking you a batch of cookies or muffins or, doing something that I think that you might like, that is something that's really enjoyable for me. And this year, I really am cutting back. And one of the reasons is because we're going to a wedding the week before Christmas, as well as having a son who plays baseball and having tournaments, the first weekend of December. So obviously, my shopping days are very limited. And so I really worked hard at thinking of things that I could give as gifts that would be lasting memories. And I think that's one of the reasons I like Kiwi Crepe, because it is a gift that you purchase one time, but the kids can get monthly if you set it up to do that. And what's so much fun about that is they have something that isn't just for that one day when they open a present. The other is focusing on what is important. What is the holiday that you're celebrating? If you're celebrating Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? One thing that we did this Thanksgiving past is that and I'll remember, my youngest is 17. My daughter was home from college. She's 19. My 22-year-old was here. My 37-year-old, he's either 37 or 38, poor Neil, I can never remember how old he is, was here. My husband and I participated, and I handed everyone a blank sheet of paper. And the first thing my children said, because guess what? I had not done what is always my cardinal rule, is preparing everybody, but I decided not to prepare them because sometimes the older they are, the less they know is the better. But you can do this with any kids. My grandkids did this as well. Anyone can do this. So I gave them a sheet of paper and a pencil, and I told them to trace their hand. So of course that went over well. And I said, okay, so this is like a picture of a turkey, right? On the thumb, I want you to write the word God. And on the other fingers, and you may need to draw more, you're going to write your sibling's name, and I want you to write one thing that you're thankful for. So, of course, there were a lot of comments because we are not the picture-perfect family where everybody's singing Kumbaya and, you know, totally wants to say, oh, yes, you know, I'm so thankful for my sister because, you know, she's so diligent or whatever. But you know, after the you've got to be kidding me and I'm too old for this and are you going to do it too? And I just look at my family and I say what I typically do. You know, this is not a democracy. You know, Dad and I are in charge. Dad backs me here. So, you know, and then I always, and my second question I always ask them is, when you argue with me, do you ever win? And, you know, the comments were no. And I said, well, let's just cut out the arguing and let's just do it. So after all of that, it turned out to be the most amazing thing. You know, some of the answers were a little bit on the silly side, but after we were done and we went around the room and everyone had to stand when it was their turn and present, it was voluntarily, you know, they volunteered to stand up and do it. And so then I hung them up. Of course, they were just like, are you kidding me, Mom? But the funny thing is they left them up all Thanksgiving Day. The grandkids came over. They had to look at it. Of course, they wanted to participate then. And it was just a wonderful little thing that's probably going to be a tradition from now on. So there are different things that you can do for each holiday. You know, my little kids studied, you know, about the pilgrims and the Indians and the feast and what they ate and, you know, replicating the first Thanksgiving and all this other stuff. When they're older, does that mean that you can't create those memories anymore? Of course not. And now we can delve into them deeper. It's like an onion, you know, layering and taking out, you know, one skin at a time. And you've heard that analogy for so many different things, but you can do that. A holiday memory doesn't just have to be for the little kids. It can be for the older ones as well. So are you a perfectionist? That is one of the things that can wreck your holiday plans. I mean, let's face it. We all want the picture perfect event, right? But sometimes our expectations are so high that there's no way we could ever achieve that. And that causes us to have a lot of frustration. And so there are some things that I list under my do's and don'ts for a, you know, a holiday that is going to have memorable things. But, you know, it's so funny. When I talk about creating memories, first thing that pops into my mind is there's no way that anything is going to go well if some groundwork isn't set. So if you're waiting for me to give you all of these great things to create wonderful, lasting memories, I'm going to give you some. But I really want you to think about what wrecks the holiday. And what does is when kids misbehave, when kids are ungrateful, when they open presents, you know, sometimes we give our kids such high expectations, you know, they can't wait for Christmas and there's this big countdown, that no matter what they open, it could be the most amazing thing in the world. It's never going to be good enough. And, you know, or your kid's going to have a meltdown. So a couple of things that I'm going to share with you have really helped me. And one is telling the kids what to expect. So, for example, for birthday parties, I would say to my children, you know, you may receive gifts that you don't like, but you are going to thank the person no matter what. We can take it back. You know, we can figure out something to do with the gift. Just be thankful. And that went a long way to having kids who were very grateful, who, you know, thanked the person and then later came to me and said, you know, Mommy, can we just donate this? Or, you know, this is something I'm really not going to use. Another is to tell kids what to expect when you're having people over or when you're going somewhere. If you lay the ground rules, again, you're going to walk into someone's house and not have kids that are jumping off the couches and, you know, just acting like they've never been out of their own home. You know, I used to feel like that sometimes that, you know, you kids, you would never act like this at home. Why are you acting like this at grandma's house? So I learned early on that I had to set some ground rules and say, look, we're going to be going to grandma's house. You know that one room where she has glass things on the table? You know, we need to be careful of that. And, you know, hold my hand. And I've done a podcast, you know, since I'm on 241, I'm trying to, you know, if memory serves, but I've done podcasts on, you know, just helping kids to behave well at certain situations. And we want to get our kids, you know, excited about the event, but also temper it with, you know, real life expectations. You know, yes, it's Christmas, but you may receive something that you may not like. Or, you know, let's think of being grateful and just things like that. And it will be so much better. And it will, you know, the memories will be hysterical because years later, you know, my kids talk about gifts that they've received. And now, years later, it's hysterical, you know, to talk about it. Maybe not so funny at the time, you know, that, you know, maybe an aunt or an uncle gave them a gift and really didn't know anything about them. And, you know, everybody tries their best. And so, you know, if you prepare kids and then you're going to have a much better experience. A couple of other little things for the kids, you know, have their clothes ready. If you are going to be entertaining or going somewhere, don't wait till last minute. Don't schedule too much at one time. At one point we had three parties to go to, so we had to make the hard choice and decide, you know, which one we were going to attend when our kids were little. As they got older, maybe you could, you know, add a few more. But kids are going to have a meltdown. They're just not going to be able to deal with all of it all the time. Try to get in nap times if at all possible. If you have little ones, cut down on sugar. So if you know that they're going to be you know, having a lot of sugar wherever you're going, make sure to cut that out. You know, like no sugary breakfast cereals or things like that, as much as you can avoid. And the last ones are a couple of my pet peeves. So if you're going somewhere, make sure that if your kids leave things out that you pick up after them. We've had guests who have just left everything out and not even taken a glance backward to see, you know, as my dad would say, when the little kids all left after the holidays, that he could see that the wrecking crew had been at the house, you know. So you don't want that. You want to be able to pick up after your kids or have them pick up. The other is, you know, making sure that if your child's not acting well, that you remove them, whether it's taking them into another room to talk to them quietly, or, you know, my big threat with my children that we did have to do, I would say, one time. You know, it only takes one time. And the great thing is, if you have multiple children, the older ones will pass on that little tidbit of information to the younger ones. And, you know, you're going to tell your kids, as I did, or this is what I did, you know, we're leaving. If you can't behave nicely, we will leave. And like I said, it only happened one time, and, you know, we never had to repeat that performance. And again, it makes for a much nicer time. And the other is, don't worry about what others think. I mean, if you have to leave, you're going to hear it from your relatives. You know, I can't believe you're letting your child, you know, da da da. If you know you feel like you're being manipulated by your child, then you may want to, you know, revisit that. But you know, I've had to tell my parents. You know, I did not do this with my in-laws because I felt that was something my husband could take care of if that was an issue. But I did have to tell my parents, you know, you did the best you could with me, and now it's time for me to parent my children, and this is what my husband and I have decided to do. And that goes a long way. You know, of course, we all are pressured in different ways, and it seems like the holidays can either be a disaster or a wonderful thing. And that's why I wanted to lay down this ground, some of the ground rules, so that, you know, you could at least have that, you know, that situation under control before we jump into the next one. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about some things that will really help you and your family create those lasting memories. We'll be right back. Have you ever been stuck on how to bring your lessons to life? I discovered KiwiCo monthly subscriptions of hands-on projects that make learning fun. Their core offering is projects that make learning about STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math accessible, and are designed to spark creativity, tinkering, and learning. Some recent favorites are the Slime Lab, Physics Carnival, and Paper Circuits. KiwiCrate was founded by engineer and mom of three, Sandra Olin, and her deep desire to raise kids with the creative confidence needed to become the next generation of problem solvers and critical thinkers. I couldn't agree more with her mission, and I'm excited to offer you a chance to try them for free. To learn more about their projects for kids ages 2 to 16, and to redeem this exclusive offer, visit kiwico.com/homeschool. That's kiwico.com/homeschool to get your first month free today. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Mom. And today we're talking about creating lasting holiday memories. Episode 241 can be found on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And so, you know, we were talking about having some things in place so that you can actually enjoy the holidays. I remember years ago when I taught school, the teacher next to me became a really good friend of mine and was really, really sweet. And one of the ways that she, her class was the model class, you know, everybody was so good. Everybody was so nice and kind and loving. And she started out very strictly, but she was very soft spoken. So if you didn't listen well, you didn't hear her. I mean, so many times I would say, could you please speak up? And it was just something, she didn't do it on purpose, but I learned with my children that this technique, which I did do on purpose, that when I really wanted them to listen, I would really lower my voice, and it made them strain to hear me. And so I found, again, early on in my you know, my mommyhood, that I had to have kids who were going to be obedient, who were, you know, not going to be an embarrassment when I went out, or we were just going to have a disaster of a time. And we couldn't even start with making holiday memories if everyone was having a meltdown. So, I know it's different with different kids. Your children may have, you know, some, you know, issues, and you need to address those. But for me, laying a foundation was very important. And so the focus for us was on what the holiday was about. So if it was somebody's birthday, we celebrated the fact that God gave us life, that they were experiencing another year. We looked back at the year and we talked about what we were thankful for, this all leading up to the birthday. Another thing that we did was focus on the celebration. So if we were focusing on Christmas, for example, before presents were opened, our family does the Advent wreath. So we would have prayers each night from the scriptures. We would pray a blessing on our family. And we also went around the room, which I still do, by the way, with my children, even as older, you know, teens. We do that every night that we gather for prayer. We still thank God, and we talk about what we're thankful for. And that is really, really important. It's something that they've done since they were little, so it comes second nature. So, you know, we focused on the celebration. We would say, you know, pray in the morning. And then when they were little, we would hide, you know, baby Jesus from the nativity scene so that they had to go around the room and look for it. And we did, you know, hot and cold when they were younger. And so, you know, the focus was on Jesus and the gift that God gave us of salvation through Christ, who he sent. And the other thing, too, was creating holiday memories for Christmas was, you know, if we baked cookies, was to, you know, select some neighbors that we would bring cookies to, or going to the nursing home and, you know, presenting a little craft that the kids did, or adopting someone in the nursing home, which we did for many years, and, you know, things like that. So, you know, that we also picked out our church has an angel tree. And so we pick out name tags of kids who are close in age to my children. And so we would let them use, you know, some of their money to buy, you know, a portion of the gift. And I would use, you know, the rest to buy the balance of what we were giving. And we always included, you know, some type of, you know, religious object, whether it was a mini Bible or a prayer card or something that, you know, would be impactful on the child receiving the gift, which was something that was labeled, you know, that they might want, but also something that they would enjoy that had some sort of religious significance. And so those are, you know, traditions and memories that my kids enjoyed from year to year. And, you know, we're still doing it today. Another is, you know, to focus on several, you know, character traits, actually. You know, one is being thankful and the other is being joyful. And there's not, you know, no one gets to walk around and be, you know, super sad. And I don't run around after them going, oh, well, you know, why are you upset or why are you sad or any of that. The focus is on being thankful. And if a child does not look like they are, I will remind them, you know, today we are thankful. We are going to be joyful today, aren't we? Why are we joyful? Well, because we're celebrating Thanksgiving and we are thankful, or we're celebrating Christmas. And, you know, isn't it awesome that, you know, the Lord, God the Father, gave us his Son? And so we talk about that and take the focus away from, oh, I didn't, you know, get the cookie I wanted, or, you know, my juice spilled or whatever happens, because guess what? We are going to have that unexpected thing happen in our life. And it does. I mean, without fail, it does. And the other is we focus on the celebration. We are celebrating being with each other. Our focus as a family is always family time. My husband and I very, very, very rarely, in fact, I believe it was maybe 2 years, 3 years ago, that we actually went away by ourselves for a weekend. And I know a lot of people are shocked by that, but it just didn't work out. Either we didn't have babysitters, or even when our kids were older and we could leave them, you know, we chose not to. And it wasn't because my husband and I don't get along. We actually get along really well. We have our date nights when we go out and have dinner out. But, you know, for me in particular, I think even more than him, if I'm not with my kids or I don't have the whole family around, I feel like somebody's missing. You know, I don't know if you moms are out there, you know, when the first time you ever left your little ones at home and, you know, didn't you feel like, oh my gosh, you know, what did I forget? And I think it's just built into us, you know, yes, if you can get away with your husband and you do have someone that you trust to watch the kids, you know, by all means, I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying we didn't do a lot of that. And by not doing that, I think my kids realized that family is very important and that, you know, not that they're the focus of the universe, don't get me wrong, but that, you know, they always want to go wherever we go. I remember a friend of mine telling me that, you know, that they were going to Hawaii and they ended up having to take their daughter and their daughter's friend along. Otherwise, she didn't want to go and she was a young teen. And I'm thinking, how would your child even have a choice, you know, in the matter? But, you know, it's amazing that even my married daughter wants to go. You know, she can't always, but she even wants to go when we go places. So, I think that family is very important, and yes, you can get away and have time alone. In fact, my husband and I will have a trip planned after the new year, but, you know, for us, that was our focus. And I feel like that was, something that my children saw and emulated. So, but whatever you do, you know, remember to expect the unexpected. Thanksgiving day, I ended up spilling hot water on my foot and burned it. Yes, I did. And everything was prepared and all, you know, casseroles were baking and everything. And so I was able to sit with my foot elevated. For those of you that use essential oils, I used the doTERRA and the Melaleuca worked perfectly on the burn. It actually took the pain away where nothing else did. And so I got to sit with my foot elevated and direct everybody from a seated position. Now, I don't like being the center of attention, so it was kind of a, you know, hard to be thankful when I'm sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, how stupid could I be? But everybody just jumped in and everybody helped out and it was awesome. And earlier that day, we had, I had passed around paper to all of the kids and I had them trace their hand. And I did have some grumbling from my teens, of course, even my young adult kids, you know, home from college. And I had them take the thumb, you know, obviously your handprint makes a turkey, right? So where the thumb was, they needed to write the word God. And on their other feathers on their turkey, they were to put each person's name. And obviously we have more than four people in our family. So they had to draw extra feathers and write that person's name and then write one thing that they were thankful for about that person. And, you know, it ended up being an awesome thing because then each of us went around and stood up and named each person and what we were thankful for. And I actually, I'm such a homeschool mommy, even though I'm pretty much done with my journey here. I taped them to the bottom of our stairs. We have this area where we have shelves, and my kids were like, you're kidding me. And I said, no, I'm not. And the little grandkids came over and read what, you know, was there. And there was a lot of giggling and talking and sharing. And, you know, next year, we'll do it again. I mean, it was like one of those things that I just thought about at the last minute. But, you know, as I was praying and do that, as you're praying about your family, ask the Lord to help you think of ideas. You know, I do have a lot of ideas, so I will give you that. But just ask the Lord, you know, because I was praying and saying, Lord, Thanksgiving is coming, and, you know, my kids are grown up kids, you know, my baby's 17 and he's going to be 18 next year. And, you know, I said, what can I do? You know, we're not studying about the pilgrims and the Indians or the first Thanksgiving. You know, that's all long gone. We're not doing crafts. I have to have my grandkids over to do Thanksgiving and Christmas crafts, which we did. And, you know, it's like, what could I do that will, you know, make a memory and, you know, create a memory. And that came to my mind, and it actually ended up being a wonderful thing. You could do that for Christmas morning as well. You know, draw a wreath and, you know, put circles on the wreath and make each circle represent a person. So whatever that is, whatever you do for your family, you know, do it with the thoughts of being thankful, realizing that kids are kids, focus on the celebration. You know, tell the kids that they're choosing joy, to be joyful and enjoy the moment. Take care. God bless. And I will talk to you soon. You can find the show notes again on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, episode 241, Creating Lasting Holiday Memories. And again, a big shout out to Kiwi Crate, kiwico.com/homeschool for your free sample kit. Take care, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.